Asiago, Don and Kim's peaked on the run. Game of Thorns wide out. Asiago in front, though, from Game of Thorns. Asiago clings on, and Asiago too good for Game of Thorns. It's a filly spring stakes.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
And welcome back to the show. And as we said earlier, just with Darren Beedman then, Breen, the spring stakes generally is a good horse's race. Fillies don't often win it, but Asiago, I think, can go on to bigger and better things. We'll ask her rider, Rachel King, who's been good enough to join us. Rachel, good morning. Congratulations on Asiago's win. And is she a filly, Rachel, who we could see go on to bigger and better things in the autumn?
Morning, guys. Yeah, thank you very much. I hope so. Yeah. So far, she's just kept stepping up to the mark. You know, every time they sort of asked her a question, she keeps delivering. You know, she's done a good job. I remember riding her the end of last preparation at Canterbury, and she was sort of, she gave you a nice enough feel, but, you know, just wasn't quite there yet. She wasn't sort of full package, probably needed to go out and, you know, grow a bit and mature and strengthen up, which she obviously did. You know, she's come back this preparation and she's strung those wins together, albeit only at the provincials, but they were, every time she kept stepping up, you know, kept producing the goods. And Moonee Valley was probably, you know, her only black mark, I guess, at this preparation, where it probably just didn't quite go her way. But she certainly bounced back again on Saturday.
Rachel, it's Neil Breen here. Look, I'm talking through my kick here, but she only won for one reason. That was because of you. You took her up on the speed. I was a bit worried on the home turn. I thought, oh, it's done a lot of work here. But she was so tough, Rachel, in the straight.
She was. She was really tough. Especially, you know, I was a little bit wary at the mile, considering how she had run last time at Moonee Valley over the mile. But I think she just fired up a bit too much there, which probably cost her. And it probably helped her yesterday, you know, having that run under her belt over the mile. So she saw it out really well. Obviously, it was a little bit of a sort of risk. We, from the draw, it was kind of either I had to either go right the way forward where I did or right back, and in that kind of race, you know, we weren't sure whether she was going to be able to round horses like that up. You know, it was a very strong field, so to be able to go back and try and get past all of them would have been very tricky. You probably could have seen her flashing home and running a nice third or fourth, but she began really well, you know, sort of just took luck out of the equation, I guess, and she got across very comfortably. I was able to sort of take my time coming across, so I tried to, you know, not use too much fuel doing that.
Hey, Rachel, what about those colours, the famous Godolphin Royal Blue? I'll stand corrected if I am wrong, but I think I counted yesterday that was your seventh stakes winner for Godolphin since you won your first with Osborne Bulls at the Scone Carnival last year. What is it about these colours, Rachel?
I think I'm just going to get a set permanently made.
It's pretty good.
Yeah,
there's plenty of them around.
It's always a real privilege to ride in them. And, you know, they're just beautiful horses. They're obviously very well bred and, you know, very well prepared. But, I love riding for James and the team. They're you know, especially like having Darren there as well. He's a real horseman and helps me out a lot with my riding and things like that. So, as I said, it's always a privilege and an honour to ride in these colours. And I guess it fills you full of confidence. You know, every time you put them on, you know, no matter where it is, whether it's, you know, it's sort of midweek somewhere or on a Saturday in a stakes race, they're always there with a chance. They're not going to be going around unless they're a good chance.
Rachel, what did you make of the day at Newcastle yesterday?
It was fantastic. I've always loved Newcastle. I had a lot of luck there as an apprentice. And you know, the busiest I've ever seen it there. And I thought it was that they did a fantastic job. The track was beautiful. They couldn't have had it in better condition. You know, it raced very fairly. You know, every sort of horse had its chance. And, you know, hopefully it's going to keep doing that every year this day and get bigger and bigger.
Yeah, no, it was a great buzz, wasn't it, Rachel? And congratulations with the win on Asiago in the spring stakes. And, Rachel, thanks so much for joining us on a Sunday morning.
No problem at all. Thanks, guys.
Thanks Rachel.
Rachel.